You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now. And they're off, the National Dog off to a flying start there, bolting out ahead, and oh, what's this? Looks like several of the Labour Dogs have given up racing entirely, instead choosing to walk around in circles, occasionally biting each other. Surely that's counterproductive. Meanwhile, I don't believe this, the ACT Dog, honestly one of the shittiest little dogs I've ever seen, has managed to pull himself to the front by biting onto the tail of the National Dog. He's literally being dragged to a podium finish. Here they come now, down the stretch. It's the National Dog way out in front, followed by the parasitic little scamp from ACT, and some old man wearing a bow tie. Following them is a bright-eyed hermaphrodite, brimming with hope, representing the Green Party, and bringing up the rear, that's right, the New Zealand First Dog, who will surely be disqualified for taking a bite out of a Chinese Shar Pei. What a bitch.
It's political commentary.
This morning we're going to be speaking with Auckland University politics lecturer, Associate Professor Jennifer Curtin. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Hannah.
How are you? I know you're down in Wellington.
I know. I'm really hoping I get home today.
Yeah, I'm hoping you do as well. Is it bad down there yet, or...?
It's not too bad, but it's coming in, but they reckon, yeah, it's still up in the air whether
or
not.
Goodness. Okay. Well, my fingers are crossed for you that you'll be able to get home and be
and
safe.
I need my Easter eggs.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. So today we're going to be looking at a little bit at Andrew Little. He has been cleared of defamation charges. The couple who owned Scenic Hotel Group sued Little over statements that he made regarding their resort. And I wanted to kind of ask you, what exactly was Little accused of?
So at the time... it wasn't revealed straight away, but in advance of the 2014 election, the owners of this company gave $100,000 or $101,000 to the National Party a few days before the election campaign ended, and like a month later got awarded a government contract in Niue. And so it wasn't actually Andrew Little that revealed the problem, you know, the perception of perhaps something wasn't quite right here. It was actually journalists. So then when it came out, Andrew Little decided that this was something that perhaps was perceived to be problematic, and that this is how people have written about it since, is that the role of politicians, particularly when you're in opposition, is to hold the government to account on things that might look dodgy. So it's, we know with politics it's often about as much about perception as it is about fact. And so the perception here was that there's a company or a couple that had given money to National, and then a month later their company seemed to win a contract. Well, they did win the contract, but there seemed to be something that might have been worth questioning. The difficulty for Little was that he didn't do it under in Parliament, where he is covered by privilege, and there's a lot of, you know, defamatory things that are said in Parliament.
I didn't know
that. He
said
it out on the news. He went round, and he wasn't going at these people. He was really interested in hammering the government and the government's decisions about the various other deals that they'd been doing, and wanted to sort of, you know, heighten his, you know, perception by voters that he was going after them and was a good opposition leader.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so it's complicated, and defamation cases always are, and if you know, there's been some really good coverage from people who know the law, you know, because this is not law that I know. I just know that from a politics perspective, we would expect our opposition leaders to at least question whether or not these sorts of donations followed by the awarding of contracts have gone through the appropriate process. Now, we know that in this case they did, because that's what the Auditor General found. So there has been no problem here, but the perception of it was that there was, and that perhaps if Little's learnt any lessons, it may be that he has to do this inside Parliament if there is a risk.
So he's kind of just...
he's not out of the woods, because they've just announced, I think yesterday, that they're going to appeal to retry the case and go after him again.
Gosh. So were the couple's accusations justifiable?
this is a really difficult one, and I don't want to get
yeah.
you know, charged with defamation. My sense is that that the idea of qualified privilege, which is what he was, Little would sound sort of why they couldn't rule against him in full, is that there is a role for politicians to do this kind of investigation. And I think that when you donate to political parties and with such largesse, that there is an expectation that, you know, that you could come under the spotlight because these donations are made public. What we see big companies doing in Australia, when because they've kind of worked this out, is they actually give to both sides of politics in order to not be seen to be buying or trading preferences or doing money for policy or whatever we might say. So over time, a lot of big companies in Australia have worked out that it's actually better to give to both sides of politics. When you explicitly give to one and there are claims made that it's because you don't like .com or you need to get rid of Helen Clark's government or whatever, then it does look, you do put yourself at risk of saying, well, you're doing it to influence policy, even if that's just the perception.
So what was the result of the of like the jury decision? Because I know it was a bit of like a mixed bag.
Sorry, I've got a really bad line here, so I didn't hear that question.
Can I was just asking about the result of the charges, because it seems like the jury was kind of mixed in their voice or what they thought should have happened.
Yeah, I think the thing, the difficulty here for the jury was that they had to, from what I can gather, rule on what Andrew Little's motivation was. And the defamation in full could only have really held if they had been able to determine that he had gone after the couple and that it was because of ill will that he had towards them. But if his motivation was in his role as opposition leader to hold the government to account, then it's much more difficult for the jury to say that is an example of ill will. And actually trying to ask a jury to determine what a motivation of someone is, I would imagine, quite difficult.
Yeah, it would be really, really hard to make a decision one way or the other. Do you think there'll be any long-term consequences for the Labor Party in regards to this whole event?
No, I don't think so. I mean, really, I think that these are very wealthy people. They're not the people who might support their position on needing to go after Andrew Little are unlikely to be Labor voters. And actually, those who are anti-big donations and feel like perhaps he's championing, you know, and the government and championing the need to hold the government account, that might do him quite some good, is showing him as, you know, a leader who can, you know, do government accountability.
And are defamation cases common within politics?
Well, they seem to be getting more common, because the Colin Craig one is back in the news again, because the judge has ruled that the damages that were awarded to Jordan Williams are excessive, and that was $1.27 million, which is a lot of money, and prior to that, the highest amount, I think, was $800,000 or something like that. So there seems to be a little bit more going on. It isn't common. They cost so much money. And as some in the media have noted, really it's the lawyers who do the best out of this, because in some cases, as we see in this one, they're not really a win for either side in the sense of clearing people's names. So maybe we'll see more, but maybe there'll be some lessons out of the last two that suggest it's not a useful way to go, and it's certainly not a vote winner.
And you briefly mentioned how there is going to be a future trial. Is that correct?
So yesterday the couple announced that they want to clear Earl Hagerman's name,
right.
And so they will be looking to appeal the decision. And so this is defamation. He's very sick, and it's clear that this is, well, it seems clear that this is as much about clearing his name as it is about going after Andrew Little. And so the the objective is to clear his name before he passes away. And so there is some urgency on the part of the couple to pursue this if that's the outcome that they want.
Gosh, so it's really intense.
It is really intense.
Very, very personal thing as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer, for speaking with us this morning. And I hope that you get home safely and that you're not stuck in Wellington. Cool. Have a good Easter and thanks for speaking with us.
Bye.
Bye.
You just heard a bit of political commentary. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.